It's time to step into Tonia's Kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
Today we take you to King Arthur. My guest is food editor Susan Reed. And today it's malted milk scones.
I made some scones with malted milk in them. The recipe itself is really simple. It's kind of like making a round biscuit, and I put some chocolate chips in it. And you can either make it a chocolate malted one or a vanilla malted one. It's just a question of swapping out a little bit of cocoa powder for the flour. Mix up the dry ingredients, cut in some butter, give it some half and half or milk, form it into a big gold circle. I like to line an 8-inch round cake pan and then put the dough in that, and then it makes a really perfect circle with no trouble. And then you can flip that out and cut it in wedges, and you've got really nice looking scones.
What do you put in there to really get them moist? Do you have a trick for that?
That's mostly the ratio. Sometimes people, when they measure their flour, they don't realize that they're using too much. You don't think about how you measure flour because you just do what you always did. But if you open a bag of flour and you're digging in there with your measuring cup and then pressing it down, you can have too much flour in the recipe without realizing it, and that will definitely make your scones dry. The batter, when you mix it, should be not super sticky, but it should be kind of wet. Like, you should have to use some flour on your fingers in order to move it around. A lot of times when people have a sticky dough, they find it uncomfortable, so they're working into their own comfort instead of what the recipe really needs. We have a baker's hotline here at King Arthur where we answer baking questions a lot.
What is the hotline number?
855-371-BAKE, which is 2253.
If you'd like to know more, stop by toniaskitchen.com.